Chapter 1. Andreas.
I don't need a goddamn babysitter. From across a desk covered in reports and folders, any number of which were probably about me, Captain Hamilton shot me a look I'd seen way too many times. Narrow eyes, tight lips, tilted head, the I've had enough of your shit look. He's not a babysitter. The captain folded his hands in his lap and leaned back in his giant leather chair. He's a damn good cop and a newly minted detective. I groaned. You're sticking me with a rookie? Hamilton rolled his eyes. For fuck's sake, Ruffner, what part of newly minted detective wasn't clear? He's not a rookie. I snorted. He knows how to be a beat cop. Call me when he's cut his teeth as an actual. This isn't up for discussion, detective. He sat up and pressed his elbows onto his desk. I'm partnering you with Detective Corliss. He inclined his head and stabbed a finger at me. And I expect you to treat this one as an equal. None of the bullshit like the last two. How long am I stuck with him? I asked through my teeth. Until he's ready to take off his training wheels. Until I'm good and ready to reassign one of you. I studied him for a long moment. Long enough to make him twitch and fidget. Then, what's this about, Captain?
It doesn't need to be about anything, Detective.
He glared at me.
You have your orders. Follow them.
Aside from clenching my jaw, I didn't move. You want to tell me why you keep pairing me with new...
Well, for one thing, if they can put up with you, then they can put up with anyone.
Isn't that considered hazing? He exhaled.
For another thing... I'm assigning him because detectives work better in pairs. You might see things he's missed, he might see things you've missed. Two heads are better than one, all right?
Before I could call bullshit on that, he said,
Dismissed.
Captain,
dismissed.
There was no point in fighting him now, so I got up and left without another word. Grinding my teeth so hard my jaw ached, I headed downstairs. Might as well get some work done on my last afternoon as a free man. This partner idiocy was going to drive me insane. On the other hand, Detective Corliss probably wouldn't be a pain in my ass any longer than Detective Schaefer and Phillips before him. Schaefer had held out until he'd heard that one night, instead of staying at my desk to wrap up some paperwork like I'd told him, I'd gone out and collared a suspect we'd been hunting for the past 3 weeks. Neither he nor Hamilton had been impressed when I'd said I'd known where the suspect was hiding. But didn't trust Schaefer not to compromise things before I could get close enough to arrest the fucker. Then there'd been Phillips, who had insisted at every turn that my refusal to tell her anything was the result of being a misogynist who didn't respect female cops. Hamilton himself had admitted to her that I was just an asshole who didn't like working with any cops, and that I gave my male partners the same shit. She'd immediately requested a transfer, and we were both happier for it. And for the past couple of months, I'd been doing quite nicely on my own. Until now. Couldn't fucking wait. I glanced at my watch on my way back to my desk. It was 4:15. Shit. I doubled back and headed for the locker room instead. When I walked in, there were a few beat cops talking about last night's game over by the sinks. They ignored me and I ignored them as I continued to the opposite side of the room and opened my locker. All the while keeping my attention trained on them, in case any one of them came my way. They didn't seem to be moving, but I worked quickly, as always, pulling the small pill bottle from the shaving kit I kept in the back of the locker for those extra late nights. Checking again that I didn't have anyone looking over my shoulder, I opened the bottle, tugged free the wad of cotton that kept the pills from rattling, and slid one out. Then I replaced the cotton, and put the bottle back in its hiding place. After making double sure no one had materialized nearby, I threw back the pill and washed it down with my water bottle. There, now I could get back to work. This time, as I walked past the other officers, they noticed me. Their conversation dipped just briefly, pausing mid-sentence while all three heads turned. I didn't have to look at them to feel them watching me leave, and I wasn't imagining it either. Not when it happened almost every time I left the locker room without being in there long enough to change clothes or shower. In the name of flying under everyone's radar, I'd kept the pills in